Patient's name is Sophia Rivera. First name S-O-F-I-A, last name R-I-V-E-R-A, date of birth 1/15/2017, date of service is 9/1/2022. History present illness is 5-year-old female, presents to the clinic complaining of cough, fever, sore throat times 1 week. Patient's taken no medication for symptom relief, and fever is subjective, as mom states that she has not taken her actual temperature. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 102 over 62, heart rate 98, respiration 16, temp 96.402, 100, and she weighs 44 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, bilateral, tympanic membranes intact. She does have some erythema to her posterior pharynx with tonsillar enlargement bilaterally. Neck negative, JVG normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Hands warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, pharyngitis. Number 2, fever. Patient did have a flu and COVID test done in the office, both of which were negative. We were unable to do a strep swab in the office because we did not have any swabs. So I will go ahead and treat her for the pharyngitis based on the appearance of her posterior pharynx. I will prescribe amoxicillin twice a day for 10 days and then a prescription of Bromfed. I did discuss with mom that this Bromfed is not going to be covered by Texas Children's Insurance. And if she wants to have that prescription, then she will need to pay cash and use the GoodRx card, or she can just buy over-the-counter medication for symptom relief. She will use Motrin Tylenol as needed. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.